Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you on the radio broadcast again today. We are continuing to share with you on the subject of living by the power of God. God wants us to live by the power of God in everything that we do. We've seen from 2 Timothy 1:7 that the Bible says that God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. You have a spirit of power. Where did you get this spirit of power? You got it when you received Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior. The Bible says that Christ is now the power of God. When you got born again, you got the Spirit of Jesus Christ. He is the power of God. In Romans 1:16, the Bible says, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation. Now you have a spirit of power that can function in the power of God. At the same time, you need that which is going to produce the power in every area of your life, and that is the Word of God, the gospel, the good news of the Lord Jesus Christ. As you hear the good news, the Word of God, it is the power of God unto salvation that will produce salvation, and it works for every single one that believeth. Remember that God's Word has the power within itself to produce after its own kind. The word power is the word dunamis, the power, the miraculous ability of God. And so now we can operate in the power through the Word of God. As you receive the Word is written in you, in your mind, in your heart, and the God of hope will fill you with all joy and peace in believing so that you can abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost. Now we've also talked about the fact that the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but to unto us which are saved, it is the power of God. You see, you gotta get God's Word in you. That's what's gonna cause you to have power in all areas of your life. In Acts 18, verse 24, a certain Jew named Apollos, born at Alexandria, an eloquent man, and mighty in the scriptures, came to Ephesus. The word mighty is the word for power, dunamis. He was powerful in the scriptures. God wants you to get to that place where you are powerful in the scriptures. You know, Jesus talked about the fact that they were erring because they did not know the scriptures nor the power of God. As you know the scriptures, as you spend time in the Word of God, you will know the ways of God. You will not only know the ways of God, but you'll know the power of God. And God wants this power to be resident in you. In Luke chapter 6, in verse 17, it talks about how the people came to hear Jesus and to be healed of their diseases. In verse 18, it says, they that were vexed with unclean spirits, they were healed. And in verse 19, the whole multitude sought to touch him, for there went forth virtue out of him and healed them all. The word virtue is the word dunamis, which is power. Power went out of him and healed them all. As they touched him, power was drawn out. Now, where did that power come from? It was dwelling in him. It was resident in him. And God wants us to be a resident power station for the Lord. We are to have the power of God resident in us, and it happens through the Word of God. The Bible says that the Scriptures are going to be able to make us wise, or give us the power to be wise unto salvation through faith in Christ Jesus. God's Word is going to produce power. This is why you've got to get in the Word. You've got to hear the Word. The Bible talks about getting the knowledge of God so His grace and peace can be multiplied to you. It's important that you get the Word of God in you for revelation, knowledge of the truth in every area after area, because the Word produces after its own kind. There is power in the seed of the Word of God. Acts chapter 20, verse 32. And now, brethren, I commend you to God and to the Word of His grace, which is able to build you up. It has the power to build you up and to give you an inheritance among all them that are sanctified. In James 1:21, it talks about receiving with meekness the engrafted word, which is able or has the powers. It comes from this word dunamis, the power to save your souls. It will transform the soul realm. Remember, God's word will transform us and change us, and so that we don't think like a carnal man, but now we are a spiritual-minded man in the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible talks about in John chapter 15, verse 4, about how we're to abide in Him. And as we abide in Him, then we're going to be able to do everything that He tells us to do. He says, I'm the vine, you're the branches. He that abideth in Me, I in him, the same brings forth much fruit. For without Me, you can do nothing. Without Jesus, without the Word that produces power, you have no power to be able to do anything. We need to get full of the power of God. Now, Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10 says, Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. This word strong means to be inwardly empowered. We're going to be inwardly empowered because of the Word dwelling in us. And we're going to be operating in the power of His might, which is the outward release of force and power that is going to see the manifestation of the promises of God in our life. Now, how do you get inwardly empowered and outwardly releasing power? By putting on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. The whole armor of God involves the Word of God in you in every area of your life. The Bible says that we're dealing not with flesh and blood. We don't wrestle against flesh and blood, but against the principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against the spiritual wickedness in high places. We are warring against spiritual powers in our life. That's why it says, Wherefore, take unto you, take hold of the power, the whole armor of God, that you may be able or have power to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. As you get the Word in you, which is the armor of God in every area of your life, you are going to have the power to stand against the enemy. You can't stand against the enemy in your own strength. You're only going to be able to resist him and overcome him and deal successfully with the enemy through the power of God that comes from the Word operating in you. In Ephesians 6:14, it says, Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with the truth. That's the Word of God. And having on the breastplate of righteousness. The breastplate covers your heart, and that's where you believe in your heart unto your righteousness. That's the word of righteousness in your heart. Your feet shod with a preparation of the gospel of peace. That's your feet directing your steps, step by step, with a preparation, an internal preparation, that means, of the gospel, the good news that's going to lead you in the ways that are going to bring forth the manifestation of God's peace and blessing in you. And above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. The shield of faith, that's a huge shield. That word shield was one that covered their whole being. And this shield of faith is going to quench every. It has the power to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one. Satan's the one who comes with his fiery darts to try to deceive us. This is why we've got to speak the word. We got to take our thoughts captive. We got to think on what the Word says. That produces the power of God to deal with those fiery darts. And we can quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one when we put up that shield of faith. And he says, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit. The helmet of salvation covers your head, and that is the area of the seat of your mind. And the word in you, in your mind, produces hope. And we need that hope, the anchor of our soul, the word in our mind, that is going to give us that attitude of the fact that we are the one who's going to enter into our salvation, our healing, our deliverance, our prosperity, our victory, as our minds renewed to the truth of who we are in Christ. See, with a word in your heart producing faith, the word in your mind producing hope, you have that breastplate of righteousness on, you have that helmet of salvation, and you are going to possess your promises. And it talks about the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. And that word is a spoken word of God. The sword is a small sword, dealing with the fact that we're in hand-to-hand combat with our spiritual enemy, the devil. And we are going to speak the word, the rhema, the spoken word of God. As you learn to speak the word of God, praying with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, you are going to overcome the enemy, and you're going to be inwardly empowered, and you're going to be outwardly manifesting power. See, God wants you to be full of power. You know, the Bible says in 2 Corinthians 3:6 that He has made us able ministers of the New Testament. That's ministers who are full of power. Able, again, comes from this word dunamis, power. He's made us powerful ministers of the New Testament. You and I can go and operate in the power of God. In fact, 1 Thessalonians 1:5, He says, "For our gospel came not unto you in word only, but also in power, and in the Holy Ghost, and in much assurance." It comes in power. God is a God of power and of might, and it comes through His Word. And we are the ones who are to operate in the Word of God and to live by the power of God, be a residence of the power of God, and learn to release the power of God out of us. Praise God. Ephesians chapter 1, he prayed in verse 16 through 19. In verse 19, he talked about that we're to know what the exceeding greatness of His power to us were to believe. God's power, which is in His Word, operates for those who believe. In fact, in Ephesians 3, he says we're to be strengthened with might, empowered with His might, His force, by the Spirit in the inner man. As the Word is written in our heart, we're going to be empowered. We're going to operate in the power of God that's going to release the force of the Spirit of God that's going to overcome your enemy. Colossians 1:11, strengthened with all might according to His glorious power. God wants you full of the power of God. Remember Stephen, who was full of faith and power. He did great wonders and miracles among the people. God wants you to be full of power. In fact, in Philippians 3:10, Paul said that I may know Him and the power of His resurrection. We want to not only know Him, but also the power of His resurrection. The power of His resurrection that raised Christ from the dead is the same power that overcame the enemy, the power by the Spirit of God through the Word in you, and that power will cause you to overcome in your life. Philippians 4:13 says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. This word strengthen comes from a form of dunamis, means I can do all things through Christ who empowers me. Jesus Christ empowers you through the Spirit of power that you have and through the Word that produces power. And the Holy Spirit is going to function to see that that comes to pass as the power of God is released to see you walk in victory. You've got to put on that whole armor of God. Get the Word in you. Get the Word in your mind. Get the Word in your heart. Get the Word coming out of your mouth to deal with those fiery darts and release the power of God and overcome in life. We'll see you on the next broadcast. God bless you. As you have received the Word today, be sure to apply it in your life by doing it. I invite you to visit Jesus is Lord Outreach Center for our weekly services Sunday at 10 and 6:30 and Wednesday at 7. The church is located at 23 Morse Road near High Street in North Columbus. For more information, call 268-WORD. That's 268-9673. And now, until I greet you on the next broadcast, may God bless you as you are a doer of the Word of God.